Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of The Spread presented by the Red Light Sports Network. Today's show, we are going to be discussing line movements, futures odds, value, wagering theory, wagering strategy, and anything else that may arise. This program and the website, CoverThatSpread.com, is for entertainment purposes only, and any questions regarding the legality of gambling and online wagering should be directed to your local and state legislative offices. However, if you do have the ability and wish to place wagers with a licensed bookmaker, please do so responsibly and be sure to square up with Uncle Sam on April 15th. Sports wagering, just like any risk-based investment, for example, options, derivatives, or even hedge funds, all these can lead to losses, and you must assess your own risk tolerance before you start.
I am your host, J.A., and I am joined by my guy. We were so close last weekend. You know, a couple of plays here and there, a few defenses that don't collapse, and we could have had a massive opening weekend in the NFL and week two in college. How does that make you feel, knowing that we are close?
It makes me feel good. It means that, for me, we're headed towards the right path. Like we say, usually at the beginning of every season, there's going to be some hiccups here or there. Some teams that are ironing out some wrinkles in their defense or offense. So I feel like we're right there on the cusp. I'm looking for a much better week in week two of the NFL and week three of college football this weekend.
You know, one of the games that I played, we didn't talk about on the show, was the Detroit-San Diego game. And I want to say Detroit was up 21-3 at one point in the game. And I thought that them being at +2.5, +3, +3.5, wherever you would have gotten it at, I thought that was an absolute lock. I did not think there was a way that they were going to blow that game and not only lose but not be able to cover either. So big disappointment in the second half of that one. Thursday night, the Patriots and Pittsburgh game, you know, this is an interesting one because this is why I preach in football that you have to be paying attention to the line. I got a little antsy, and I locked that game in on Kaepernick at +6.5 for Pittsburgh. During the show, it had moved up to 7, and by kickoff, it was all the way up to 7.5. So if you would have played that at 7.5, you would have covered. If you played it at 6.5, you would have lost. I didn't play it until it got to 7.5, so I won my bet. However, that doesn't really matter because the play that I sent out, the play that we gave away, that didn't cover. So, you know, it's always a bad thing when you get reminded that you need to be patient with these lines sometimes, but it's better that it happens week one and hopefully remember the lesson for the rest of the year. Overall, though, last week, college football, we went 4-4 on the show. We were down 2 units. Again, those fortunes would have been changed if LSU doesn't give up that big lead in the fourth quarter. So, you know, we would have been positive there. Overall, the show record is 10-16 +7.5 units in college football. Are you happy with that, Catracho?
I'm happy with the plus money. Anytime we're getting plus money, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm living with that, too. I would agree. So we've got let's start it right there in college football this week. We've got four games that we've been discussing. We're going to do a Thursday nighter, a Friday nighter, and then 2 games on Saturday. So let's kick this off with the Thursday night matchup. This is a big ACC rivalry. What I didn't realize until a couple of days ago when I started looking at this was this is only the second time that these two schools have played. Louisville and Clemson. Last year, Clemson won the matchup. This year, they're going to Louisville. Clemson is sitting. I'm going to make sure that these lines haven't updated because this game started to move. We were talking about it at -6. At one point, I saw it was up to -6.5, Clemson being favored. I like Clemson in this game. I think their offense is a little too much for Louisville to handle. And, you know, Clemson's defense is looking really good as well. So right now, Clemson is sitting at -6.5. The over-under is at 51.5. I like Clemson. I do like the over, but I don't think we should go too heavy into the over because I think both teams are capable of playing defense in this game. Who are you liking on Thursday?
I'm right with you. Clemson was my pick last week, and they came through in a big way, in a very big way against Appalachian State. So I'm going with my hot gun and picking Clemson again in this one. I don't care. They're down the road. Louisville, not really a football powerhouse. Clemson, again, is a team that I said in the ACC that I feel that they could possibly win the conference. So I'm going with Clemson, and I like the over of 51 as well. Probably looking at putting about a unit on the over, but I'd go with a 3-unit play on Clemson to cover.
Yeah, I'm thinking 3 units is right in line. You know, this is a Thursday night game, and, you know, I always like to preach to everybody that, you know, although these games look somewhat simple on paper, you know, it's a short week for these teams. You always got to take that into account. You're talking about college kids who are basically on a, like a business trip, a weekday business trip. So, you know, these kids are still learning how to handle themselves. So I agree. Keeping it simple on the over, because as much as I do like that, you know, both teams, like I said, can play a little defense here. So I don't want to get too over. I don't want to be overexposed on the first game of the week. So, all right, we're locked in. Clemson -6.5, 3 units. Over 51.5, we're going 1 unit. Now, Friday night, we've got a couple of games here that I thought were interesting, but I didn't really think the New Mexico-Arizona State game was that intriguing with the line being at 27. Wake Forest Army. Wake Forest is 6-point favorites on the road. I think I'm willing to pass on that one. So we're going to stay with Florida State, Boston College. Florida State's on the road. They're 7.5-point favorites. The over-under is set at 47.5. What are you feeling in this one?
I am looking at the over in this game as well. Judging by the first two games that both of them played, I think that it's going to be a high-scoring one. So I'm going with the over, possibly another 1-unit play because I'm not too locked into it. And I was leaning towards Boston College at the beginning, but then after looking at who the two teams have played so far, I'm going with Florida State in this one.
Yeah, I think Florida State, definitely the superior team. You know, you always get a little worried because they're on the wrong side of 7 in this line. So just like we, took Pittsburgh on the wrong side of 7 last week as an underdog, this week we're looking at Florida State on the wrong side. However, Florida State is the better team here, and I just like what they're able to do. I like what their team is made up of. So I like going Florida State -7.5. Do we want to do another 3-unit play on this one? Is that about in line with what your reasoning's been?
Yes. I'd go with another 3 units on this one as well.
All right, so we lock in this one in at 3. The over being at 47.5. I'm not that confident on the over, but I think I'm going to go with you on it just because Florida State has been getting better, and we're going to see this offense continuing to get better throughout the season. 47.5 just seems a little low, so let's go over 1 unit. Like you said, let's not expose ourselves too much, and we've locked that one in as well. So, again, Florida State, -7.5, 3 units. And Florida State, Boston College, over 47.5. That is a 1-unit play. So that gets us into Saturday. Now, we're starting to see some really good SEC matchups. We're starting to see some good major conference matchups. And I really like where these are going because, you know, right now you've had a lot of the mid-majors versus some of the big powerhouses, and it's not going down really well. So I kind of like this. It's a little more even matchup. It's a little easier to take a look at and see how these two teams, how these teams are actually, you know, pairing up against each other. First game I want to touch on is Virginia Tech at Purdue. This is a 3:30 kickoff on Saturday. Virginia Tech, 6.5-point favorite. After getting, you know, really destroyed in the second half of that game against Ohio State, they kind of came on. They played a decent game last week. Purdue is looking sharp so far this year. I was checking this out earlier today, and Purdue is sitting at they're 1-1, and they did cover one of the games. Okay, I was thinking they were 2-0, but so they're both these teams come in at 1-1. They're 1-1 against the spread. Virginia Tech -6.5, over under set at 47.5. I am liking Virginia Tech, and I like a very small play on the over again. What do you like about this game?
In this game, I'm actually leaning towards going with Purdue. I had a feeling that you would be on Georgia Tech, but I don't know why this is the one that I'm looking at for Purdue to cover that spread. I don't think that they'll win, but I do think this one's going to be a little closer than what people are expecting. So I like Purdue. I'd go with a small two-unit play on them to cover, and I like the over of 47.5 as well. So that's three overs for me so far today, but I really like Purdue.
Starting to get into that time, I think it was a little hit or miss the first 2 weeks with the overs, but right now you're starting to see some of these offense clicking a little bit better. And I think it's a good over weekend before some of these defenses start making adjustments and figuring out what these offenses are doing, what some of these newer players are capable of. So let's lock in the over. Now, the big reason I like Virginia Tech in this game, not only are their measurables looking good, but they also have some really good efficiency statistics that are showing up on footballoutsiders.com. As a big efficiency guy, they have significant advantages in the three major ones, which is the S&P rating, F+, and FEI, all over what Purdue is looking at. So I'm liking more of the Virginia Tech play, and this comes down to a lot that I like Virginia Tech because of where the line is. It's at -6.5, so you're covered with that touchdown. You know, I don't think we should go anything big on this one, but I'm leaning more on the Virginia Tech side than the Purdue side. So you want to
ride? Well,
want to circle back
you
around
know,
to this one, or
that is a lot that you're going with on there. A lot of stats, a lot of research. I like Purdue at home. I just think that they're going to be looking to. Make a little bit of noise in the Big Ten. I don't think they're a primetime player. I saw Virginia Tech look pretty good in the first half against Ohio State. Unfortunately, you know, they weren't able to pull that one out. But I just like Purdue. I don't know why this one's a gut feeling. It's going against the stats, but that's who I'm going with in this one.
All right, well, let's circle back to that one. Let's come on back.
All right.
Virginia Tech, they beat Furman last week. So, okay. All right, I'll think about this one. So, the last game in college football I wanted to touch on is the big SEC matchup between Ole Miss and Alabama. We know a lot about Alabama year in and year out. Ole Miss made great strides last year. I'm really liking this new quarterback that they have. I'm liking a lot of what they are bringing to the table offensively. That said, they have played absolutely bum the first 2 weeks. So they're 140 points over two games, although it looks good on paper, really doesn't mean a whole lot because now they're playing a real team in Alabama. The spread's at 6.5. Alabama's favored. The point total is at 54. How are you looking at this one?
You said the spread total is at 54 now?
It is at 54, yes.
Wow. I'm pretty sure earlier when we had discussed it, it was at 51.5. Alabama with that 6.5-point favor. I like Alabama. I think that's kind of small for them at home, just like you said with Virginia Tech. They're kind of covered with that touchdown. So I like Alabama to get this one done at home. I think, you know, they'll be looking to make some noise in the SEC to start off the season right away. And as we know, they are always perennial national champion contenders. So I like Alabama in this one. I think Ole Miss is a good team. I think they both started off with decent schedules, but I like Alabama to get this one done.
You know, I liked that Ole Miss game last year when they beat Alabama. I thought that was a really cool moment. But that one was at home. This one, they are going on the road. So I'm right with you with Alabama minus 6.5. Four units, or do you want to drop this one down?
Yeah, I'd say we could drop this one down a little bit as well. That spread of 54, I'm not really liking that one. I was leaning towards the over at 51.5, but I think I'd go with the under at 54. I think that's a lot of points to put up.
Yeah, it's a close one for me, too. I'm trying to look here. They both have good defenses. You know, this could be one of those games where both offenses look good. Neither team scores 20 points because each defense is just good enough to keep this one close. So are we going to go – well, let's decide first. Do we want to go 3 units on Alabama minus 6.5 then?
I am willing to take that bet.
All right. So we're going to go 3 units on that one. 54, I almost think we should wait on this one because, like you said, you liked it at 51.5. We've now seen it move up significantly throughout the day. You know, if this goes up a little more and we get in at 55, I don't see there being a whole lot of difference in buying it at 54. But let's also see if we can get it to go down a little bit and, you know, avoid having to buy that half unit. You down for that one? But I do like the over. I think we're the same on the over right now.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that as well.
Okay, so we'll wait on that one, see where that one comes down to. Purdue. So if we go, if we're taking the home team, how many units would you want to do, Purdue plus 6.5? And let me follow that up. Do we want to wait to see if that goes over 7 before we make the play?
Yeah, I think that would be one that I'd be more comfortable waiting until game day to see what's going on with the line and see if it's a possibility that it does go up over 7. Because I think if it goes over 7, I'm definitely going with Purdue. Right now, after our discussion, I'm a little bit more on the fence about it. But if it goes up, I'm definitely on board with Purdue.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to agree with that one. I want more points if I'm going to be taking Purdue in this game, just because I don't trust them as much. So check back with us. Obviously, if you guys want to tweet at us, we will send you that play. If you want to check us out on CapperTech.com, you can always do that. Just look up CoverThatSpread.com, and you will find this play once it gets posted. So on to the NFL. Thursday night matchup, big game here. Denver at Kansas City. Denver looks bad. Peyton Manning looks like he's dead. I don't know what to say right now about Denver's offense, but their defense looked really good. Now, there is a small grain of salt that we've got to leave with that one. That is, this was a Mark Trestman run offense. That is exactly what I was expecting out of Baltimore in that game. Although I did think that they were going to at least convert one of those field goal opportunities into a touchdown. You know, as much credit as I do want to give Denver, because I did think their defense looked impressive, I also want to remind myself that this week they're going against Andy Reid and his offense. And, you know, I feel a lot more confident in the Chiefs' offense than I do in the Ravens' offense right now. What are your thoughts on where this game is at currently?
You know, I think that Denver is struggling a little bit. I think that the offense didn't really look that great. I think the defense is really what kept them in that game and got them over the hump. Peyton Manning obviously throwing for less than 200 yards was a big deal, and it's been on a lot of people's lips so far this week. So I like KC minus three. I think, you know, Denver's had Kansas City's number with Peyton Manning there. I believe his record is 17-1 against Kansas City. And they've won, I believe, the last four times at Arrowhead. So that says quite a bit. But I just think that KC looked a little bit better than Denver did last week. So I'm going with KC at that minus three.
The way KC had trouble guarding DeAndre Hopkins late in the game last week is a little troubling for me. You know, if we're going to come out here and we're going to think that Peyton Manning struggled and he doesn't have anything left and all that other stuff, I'm expecting him to come out and throw for 400 yards and three touchdowns, just because that seems to be the way that things are. Now, it is a short week, and that is a big reason why I think we should go with the Chiefs here. I'm going to agree with you on that. It's at minus three. The money's at minus 120, so it looks like it could be moving to 3.5. I'm going to hold off to play this because I don't want to buy down half a point to 2.5 and maybe have that at like minus 130 or 135. I also don't think that this game is going to be decided by a field goal, so I'm willing to get that up to 3.5. So we're going to wait on that one to see if it moves. What unit do you feel comfortable with, though?
I'd probably put that one at a 3 unit as well.
Okay. I'm good with 3 units on Kansas City there. And then the over under, the point total is sitting at 41.5. I've got, let's see here, looking at an under with that one.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that.
I think
one
a
as
small
well.
Under. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that
so
was
that one
exactly after
it.
Doing. Yeah, exactly. After doing the research, I circled the under right away. It wasn't even a big debate for me personally. That was just one that
Do you want to go 2 units?
Yeah, let's go 2 units on that under.
Okay. All right, so that's going to be 3 units on Kansas City once we see a little bit of a line move. We're going to try to get it minus 3.5, but going under 41.5, that is our 2-unit play. Now, the Sunday slate in the NFL, the game you liked was St. Louis at Washington. St. Louis is currently sitting at minus 3.5. So we're seeing this one moving around a little bit. You'd mentioned to me earlier that it was down to 3. We're seeing at 3.5 here. Do we want to wait and see if this one comes down a little more, or do you have enough faith in the Rams to, after having that big home upset, not to disappoint us on the road this week?
I think that win was a huge win, obviously, playing against the NFC champions in Seattle. Obviously, a lot of people thought Seattle was just going to go into St. Louis and run away with that one. But like you said, they put up an amazing effort and really came away with that with their defense. But with Nick Foles as the new quarterback, the offense seemed to be, you know, operating a lot better than it has in the past as well.
So I think they're going to get it done on the road. Like I said last week, I do not think that Washington is a good team. I think that the fans are going to be turning on them because of all the turmoil that's going on with the quarterback situation as well as other issues. So I'm going with St. Louis. I like the 3.5. I'm fine with that and putting 3 units on that.
I like 3 units as well. 3.5, we are locked in. Yeah, you know, when it comes to this game, wasn't it a couple of years ago when St. Louis went into Washington, just destroyed them like 44-0 or something? Maybe it was a couple of years ago. Washington had a real nice week one against Miami, where they were really able to slow down that Miami offense. But that was also a AFC, NFC, an out-of-conference matchup. And a lot of times those just get weird. You know, sometimes you'll see the big blowouts. Sometimes you'll see close games that should have been big blowouts. I don't see Washington being able to keep that up for 2 straight weeks. And although I don't think this game is going to get out of hand, I do like the Rams because they've had trouble with these, you know, following up a statement game or following up a big win during the Jeff Fisher years. So I'm looking for them to make that next step. I am a little concerned because, you know, Nick Foles is the quarterback, and I'm not a big fan of Nick Foles. So, you know, I don't want to go and jump all in on him or anything. But this week, I think even going on the road, they're in a good spot. So I'm fine going with the Rams. Where do you want to look? Let me see what the over-under is at. 41 currently. Can these teams get to 41?
That's exactly what I was looking at with going with the under on this game as well. So I think, you know, Washington, like you said, was able to slow down that Miami offense. St. Louis obviously put up a lot of big points against Seattle last week, and Seattle obviously known for their defense and slowing people down. But I think St. Louis has the momentum coming into this game. I think Washington obviously is going to want to have a better week two, especially being at home. But I like the under in this one. I don't think that they'll be able to put up the same amount of points, St. Louis, as they did last week. And I think Washington's going to be looking to slow it down and try to get their offense more into the groove. So I'm definitely going with an under in this one.
The game I was referring to was last December, St. Louis at Washington, 24-0. And, yeah, it did not look like Washington was very interested to play in that one. The St. Louis front four is pretty ridiculous. And you look at their linebackers, and they're pretty decent there as well. So, you know, that's a front seven that I don't think Washington can match up very well against. They definitely had their struggle last week. So, you know, that back-to-back weeks with some of the best defensive lines that they're playing against, I'm with you. So we're going – what did you say unit-wise, what do you want to do?
3 units on St. Louis, and I think I'd go 2 units, possibly 3 on the under in this one as well.
Let's go 3 on the under. I like that one a lot too. And we will double down with 3 on St. Louis minus 3.5. All right, those are now locked in. Last game that we wanted to talk about in the NFL is where are we at? We've got New England minus 1 at Buffalo, point totals at 45. We all know what Buffalo did last week, and let's just remember that they did that against the Browns. So let's not start thinking that they're amazing or anything. Or I'm sorry, no, they did that against they were at home against Indianapolis. Sorry, I think I'm the Jets. We know that the Buffalo front seven is good. We know the Buffalo front seven is getting a few guys back as well this week. You know, can New England match up right now really well? And actually, I'm seeing this as even. I'm seeing we've got no line on this one. Both teams are sitting at minus 110.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what I saw when I was doing my research, that they had gone to an even game. So I think a lot of people really are jumping on that Buffalo bus, and not everybody was really impressed by what New England did last week. Like you said, you know, Pittsburgh was just a couple plays away from covering that spread or even winning that game. So with Rex Ryan being the new head coach at Buffalo, I think a lot of people, you know, think that the defense has improved, which they weren't bad even before. But Tyrod Taylor, he had a decent showing last week. So I think people are jumping on that Buffalo bandwagon.
See, my concern with Tyrod Taylor is that he did it against the Indianapolis defense, which we all knew was suspect going into the opener. So, you know, I wasn't big. This is a big reason why I avoided playing that game, because I didn't like what Indianapolis was or was not capable of doing on defense. This one, I mean, do you like it at even, or who did you like to begin with?
You know, I was leaning a little bit towards Buffalo. This one wasn't a big one for me. When I first saw that spread, I was ready to jump all over New England, but I don't think this is the same New England team that we've seen in years past. I think that this is a team that is, you know, possibly going to have a few setbacks this season. Obviously, the media, with everything coming out about the Spygate on top of the Deflategate, has played a role where, you know, not everybody's behind them. So they're going from being America's team, you know, winning last year, to being really the enemy everywhere they go in this season. So they could use that as motivation and really come out and, you know, beat up on people. But after their showing last week against Pittsburgh, I just think that they're a few steps behind where they have been in years past. And I think Buffalo has the momentum, especially being at home in week two. I could see them eking out a victory. But this one is really kind of a toss-up for me.
New England against Rex Ryan-led New York Jets teams since 2011 are 7-1. The only loss came in October of 2013 at the Jets, 27-30. We have most of these games are pretty close. We've got a few blowouts, including a 49-19 one at New York. We had, that was in 2012. Last year, though, the Jets and the Patriots won them both, 27-25 and 17-16. One of them was on a Thursday night, the 27-25 game. The 17-16 was late in the season. I think it was week 16. So, I mean, these games are definitely close. And those were some Jets teams that did not have all that much talent or weren't playing very well, maybe is the better way to put it. But none of these games over the last 2 years were decided by more than 3 points. And both of them last year were by 2-1. So I don't think I like picking a winner, but I think I do like taking points whichever way this one shakes out. Maybe we want to wait and see which way the line moves. Because if I can get Tom Brady with points, I think I am willing to take that because, yeah, their offensive line looked a little questionable at times in that opener. Things are not going to be easy on the Buffalo Bills offense this week.
Yeah, I'm right there with you as well. So I think this one would be a good one to wait on and see what happens with the line. What were you thinking about that over-under? Last time I checked, it was at 45.
It has moved up to 45.5. I kind of like the under on this one, a small under. You know, we know Rex Ryan. We know both these teams know each other, you know. The Patriots know what Rex Ryan's going to do on defense. Rex Ryan knows what the Patriots are going to do on offense. That's going to limit scoring by the Patriots, and I think that in turn will limit scoring by the Bills. That's my thinking behind it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't think that it's going to be a very high-scoring game. I think New England, obviously, they didn't look that great last week. I think, like you said, Rex Ryan, you know, the defenses, the teams, they know each other, so I think this one will be a low-scoring affair.
I don't think I want to go more than 2 units, though, on that. What are you thinking, 1 or 2?
I think I'd probably go with a 1-unit play on that one.
Okay. All right, so let's review. We've got Thursday night, we are going with Kansas City -3. We are waiting to see if that moves up to 3.5 or if we can get it at 2.5. We are going with Kansas City, and that's going to be a 3-unit play, but we're waiting for the line to move. We are also going with Denver, Kansas City, under 41.5, that is a 2-unit play for Thursday night. We then are on St. Louis -3.5 at Washington. That is a 3-unit play. We are on St. Louis, Washington, under 41. That is also a 3-unit play. And then the Patriots versus Buffalo, we are going under 45.5, 1 unit. And we are waiting to see who comes out and who gets points in that game before we make a final decision. So, again, that will be up to Don Kaepertech, or if you guys want to tweet at us or do whatever you want to get in touch with us, you can send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com, and I will get plays out to you this weekend. That takes care of college football. That takes care of the NFL. We also have to wait for that Purdue line to see where that one moves to. So, let's move on to some soccer action. What are we looking at? I know you had some Brazilian plays that you liked this evening.
Yeah, I threw out a couple 1-unit Brazil plays. There was a lot of plus money on the board today with really every team. So I went with all money line plays, not looking for draws. But then again, like I said, these are all 1-unit plays. So the first game actually started at 6:30 Eastern. That was Sport at Joinville. And Sport right now sitting in the middle of the table, only about 5 points out of the top 4 teams. So I think that they'll be looking to really crawl up and try to get into that top 4 before the end of the season, which doesn't end until December 6th. So there's still quite a few games left to be played. Lots of points to be had. Joinville right now is sitting in the bottom 3, which, as we've discussed before, means that they would be relegated to the second division. They are about 6 points out from the bottom, so they could be looking to possibly get some points and crawl up, but I think Sport gets this one done on the road. So that was the early game. The next game was at 8 Eastern. We have Grêmio at Atletico PR, going with the away team again as well. Atletico let me down last week losing that game, so I'm going with Grêmio, who's a couple points ahead of them in the table, to get this one done. And like I said, try to maintain that top 4. So let's be looking at them. And, of course, finishing up with my favorite team, Corinthians, playing at Internacional tonight. I like Corinthians to get it done. No real injuries on the board. You know, they had a big win that they were able to grind out over the weekend. So I look for them to get it done again on the road. Now, when I made these plays, Sport was at +200, Grêmio at +205, and Corinthians at +265. So, being that I like to make wagers, I went ahead and put a 1-unit parlay on these games as well, which was sitting at +3240 at the time that I made it. If anybody is willing to get in on those last two games, there's still plenty of time to get it done, just under an hour, and you'd still be sitting at plus money for that parlay as well. So that takes care of the Brazilian league. Any questions there, J.A.?
None for me. That's a pretty good night. I like the parlay. I always like throwing a parlay in there when you can. But my question is going to be about English Premier League. Saturday morning, Chelsea-Arsenal. Chelsea sitting at plus 135. Arsenal's at plus 205. You have a feeling in this game?
So that line has moved already. Earlier, Arsenal was at plus 188, Chelsea at plus 150. This one I am waiting on to see what happens as we get a little closer to the game day. Both of the teams play today in the Champions League. Arsenal losing 2-1 and Chelsea winning 4-0. Now, Chelsea was playing against a much weaker team. Arsenal was playing against a little bit better team. Arsenal kind of stumbled a little bit at the beginning of the season, especially that first game when they lost 2-0 in the Premier League. They've since rebounded, haven't lost any, but I'm still a little skeptical about this game. I was wanting to take Arsenal right away, but I think I'm leaning more towards a draw as of right now. But that one, definitely I marked with an asterisk to take a little bit closer notice to as we get closer to that Saturday morning start.
All right, let's do a little more rapid fire then in the English Premier League. Aston Villa, West Brom. Aston Villa is at plus 130, West Brom plus 235. You liking anything here? Over-under is at 2. That seems really low to me.
Yeah, I like Aston Villa in this one. Both of these teams were able to put up some goals last game. I didn't go with a lot of over-unders this week, but I think Aston Villa gets this one done at home. They were up 2-0 last week, only to lose 3-2. So I think they'll be looking for a little bit of redemption, especially coming home.
Should we look at a first half line when they come out?
I think when it comes out, that's definitely probably a good one to take a look at.
So we'll wait on Aston Villa. Hopefully it is plus money in the first half as well. Let's go to Everton, Swansea. Swansea is at plus 130, Everton plus 225.
Yeah, this one I went with the under 2.5, which was sitting at minus 125 earlier today. Not really going with one either way. A lot of the teams are playing in the Champions League as well as the Europa League this week. So there's some short weeks for these guys as the games are Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday for the Europa League. So playing again on Saturday doesn't give a long break. So I'm going with an under in this one as we could see some fatigue from either one of those teams.
We've got on Sunday, Tottenham, Crystal Palace. Tottenham minus 111, the Palace plus 320. What do you got?
This was one of the ones I was referring to. Tottenham is playing tomorrow in that one. So I like Crystal Palace actually to get this one done and under 2.5 as well.
And finally, let's do one more. Where are we at here? We are all the way down at the bottom. We've got Southampton versus Manchester United. Man U is plus 140. I like plus money with them just about any time I can get it. What are you liking in this one?
Yeah, I'm going with this one as well. They did just lose in the Champions League yesterday. They had a little bit of a makeshift team with Wayne Rooney being out, and he's been hot lately. He didn't play last week in their game against Liverpool, which they won. I believe 3-1 was the final score. So I think he'll be back in the lineup. I think the team will be, you know, licking their chops to get some redemption after losing in the Champions League. And I like the over, which was at 2. And I like Manchester United at that plus 140.
I'm locking in Man U at plus 140, going 2 units on them. And let's go ahead and get in on the over in that game as well, because I think you've got some good points with them. So that's going to wrap up soccer and week 2 of the NFL, week 3 of college football. If you guys have any questions or want to get the rest of our plays this weekend, send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com. And you can always find me on Twitter @coverthatspread, spelled S-P-R-D. I am going to light up a cigar. Are you going to join me?
I think I will, and I'll toss back a cold one as well.
I'm beating you on that one. So, all right, Catracho, good luck. this weekend, and